on the listener app and on your radio. This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Bill, and it's time for a Thursday edition of the Hump Day Quiz.
And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz on Thursday. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Billy Brownless.
Now, we've got a lot of people online requesting to be a part of the quiz. I like Michael Rose.
Oh, yeah.
You got any eights? which is, of course, out of Caddyshack's superb. At least I can do an Irish accent, says Jackson Phillips. I like that. I reckon a giraffe would run a better quiz than Bill, says Stevie Bound. A nice one, Stevie. But I like this one, Benny Carpenter. A poem.
I'm just reading it.
His jokes may be shit, and he's certainly not fit, although his hump day quiz is the best in the biz.
Oh, yes.
He's certainly not a toffee, and he loves to sink a frothy. Billy, the Rush Hour man who leaves us wanting more, even though we're all asking.
You sure?
Hey,
so, we should give Benny something for that. That's a bit of work.
Well, we're getting some golf balls. Rabbits, can you sort that out, please? Some TP5 golf balls for Benny. They're brand new and the best out of TaylorMade.
He's got a good job too, Benny.
Oh, is he?
He's a builder, Jim.
Oh, no.
He's a builder.
Benny Carpenter is a builder, according to that. So who have we got playing, please?
I'll tell you who we got. We got Jack out there in the burbs. Jack, welcome to the show.
G'day, boys. JB, Billy, how are we?
Thank you, boy.
Why do you want to come on the quiz, Jack?
Well, it's Melman's birthday. I'm on the 1st of July, so I thought, why not come here for a gift?
Mate, you're
tired. That's good. I like that. That's good.
Are you from Wollin, Jackie boy?
I am from Wollin, yep.
Nice. Who do you support, Jack?
The Demons.
Oh, hello. Ooh. Are you up and about?
Just trying to keep a lid on it.
Keep a lid on it.
Nah, it's about time.
Nice challenging match for them against the Bombers, of course, this weekend. All right, who else we got?
And Justin's there. He's a Cats fan. Go, Just.
Hey, JB. Fat, how are we?
Going well, mate. Now, why are you on the quiz?
Oh, I'm driving the wife mad, mate. Every time she asks me a question or something, my reply is, you sure?
You sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
Yes, I'm sure.
Yes.
Are you related to Sean Graff?
No.
Righto. So could have gone places there.
It really didn't go anywhere. No relation at all. What about Steffi?
Well, there's
any relation. Yeah, I wish, mate. Yeah.
Steffi?
Yeah, no, not at all, boys.
Oh, well, there's not many Graffs around,
is there?
She's
a star, Steffi Graff, by the way. What a legend.
Oh, yeah. So is Sean.
Not Sean. And quite got to the number one in the world and won like 20 majors.
Great all rounder, Jim.
he was a decent player, Sean Graff. He's not Steffi.
Well, there's not many Graffs around, Graffy.
No, there's not. No.
Yeah, all right.
Hey, Jack, you're Jack.
Yep.
And Justin, you're Just.
Okay.
All right. And we can get the scoring a little wrong with the quiz,
exactly.
So just bear with us.
Oh, prizes,
what are the prizes, Rabbit?
A $270 voucher for a pair of Blundstone boots. That'll cover the entire cost of a brand new pair of Blunnies, blundstone.com.au, and that St. Andrew's Beach golf with for two blokes, you know, golf course and cart and six-pack of beers and everything.
Superb St. Andrew's Beach. Mm.
Mm. You ready, boys?
Yep.
Yep, let's go.
Wednesday's Hump Day Quiz.
All right.
On Thursday. Mm. Who said this?
Mate, I hate coming here.
Jack.
Oh, Jackie boy!
Dimmer Hardwick.
Dimmer Hardwick. Jackson. So Jack's off to a nice quick start.
Jackie, we've got another audio question here, boys.
Here's one bloke that's getting no attention whatsoever.
Jack.
Daily
Vale. That was Jared Healy, wasn't it, talking about...
No, so you jumped in early. Justin, who was Jared Healy trying to name? We'll give you a clue. What was that bit at the end?
Here's one bloke that's getting no attention whatsoever. Daily Vale. Dale Bailey.
Bailey Dale?
Yes!
All right, one all.
Sucked in, nice. Jackie. Oh, got in a bit early.
I reckon I was about to say that before he cut me off, Bill.
All right, so a bit of a ring-a-ding-ding early.
One all, Jim. That's how we like it close, Jim.
We do.
Which AFL captain kicked 6 points and no goals in round 4?
Just.
Oh, Just.
Oh!
Was it Tex?
Wasn't Tex, no. AFL captain kicked 6 points, no goals. Hasn't kicked well all year, to be honest. Ooh.
Jeez.
Jack?
Far out. Who's that?
It's always a worry with that.
That
boss.
Oh, too late.
Too late. She cried as she waved a wooden leg. What's that off?
No idea.
I think you just made it up.
No, that's a fair dinkum thing. Too late you cry as you wave the wooden leg.
Keep my next question.
Finish this magnificent banner message that we saw on one of the footy clubs banners. Kanga, 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 Mush, Roo, Roo, Room, let us squash the...
Squash the what, Jack?
Squash the what? So, Jack, it was Kanga, Kanga, Kanga.
No, I think he heard it.
Yeah, it wasn't me. I didn't...
All right, just...
Mush, Roo, Roo, Room, let us squash the...
gone flat on you. Sucked in.
Oh, I've forgotten.
Yeah, he doesn't know either. So, suffering your jocks, you two, because you both would have put your stupid heads together to come up with that one. They're just flatline for
it
you.
It was
that
Mush, Roo, Roo, Room, let us squash the pies.
So, we'll get rid of that one, edit that one out, and sucked in to the Perrier.
Lettuce on top. Number five is, what was Nathan Buckley presented with by the
Jack.
Justin. He was presented with the patch of the SCG turf.
Yes. All right,
2-1.
2-1.
It's a proper ring-a-ding.
It is. Righto. Name the three players who have all captained the Giants this year.
Justin.
Justin.
Is it Kelly?
Yes.
Yes.
Toby.
Iniglio?
Yes. Yes. And the captain.
Never call again, Toby.
Oh, no. Too old, Jim.
Oh, she's tight.
Righto. We're going to have to have an audio question. It's the second one there. And you got it? Who's this?
Punch to the back. Who's home? Oh, around. He's run into the goal umpire. He's smashed into the deck.
Jack.
The goal umpire
has been smashed into the
deck.
Was it when Dusty ran over the goal umpire?
Yes, well done.
Too good, Jack.
Dusty Martin ran over the goal umpire.
That's quality. She's a good quiz, that one.
I know.
Except for that rubbish question in the middle, which we had to get rid of, sucked in.
Well done, Jack. Quality. Which prize would you like, my friend?
$270 Blundstone boot voucher or the St. Andrews Beach golf experience for two people.
I'll take the golf experience. Thanks for that, boys.
Because he's getting it for his old man, Jim.
I'm telling you now, mate, St. Andrews Beach is in the top 10 courses in this country. Tom Doak designed it. It is superb. And from the brewery, a nice six-pack and a cart. Jeez, you'll have a good day. Or your old man will have a good day down there.
I'll let my old man take the hits and I'll take the beers.
Enjoy
well done, Jack.
Gold. So just...
A graphy.
Yep.
For coming second in the world's best quiz, you get a brand new pair of Blunnies.
Awesome. Thanks, boys.
Enjoy it, mate. And enjoy the footy tonight, of course, the Cats and the Lions up there in Bris Vegas.
What are you going to say to your missus tonight?
Yeah, sure. You sure?
Good on you, mate.
By the way, you can check out the full range of Blundstone boots at blundstone.com.au. They are magnificent.
Beautiful.
Well done.
All right. Well, nice one.
Well done, Jim.
Not a bad quiz. Handled. Yeah. Well, you just got to keep it tight, don't we? We've got to keep it in some interest.
We do get carried away a bit with ourselves.
Do we?
We like to hear our own voices, especially you, Fat.
Yeah, I've noticed. Actually, Rabbit's just starting to jump in a bit more than this. He needs a spell.
Just had the wisdom teeth out, too.
Here we go.
Have a look at him. What's happened to him? I haven't looked at him for about a week.
He gets surgical swelling.
He's blowing up.
Sort of, most blokes can, after a couple of days, he comes back down. Rabbit's, it's a good couple of years.
He's actually over-inflated.
Oh, righto.
This is Fat talking, by the way.
Yeah. Throw it away. I tell you what's up,
Idiot file.
Bill's idiot file. Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere.
It's the Rush Hour. Triple M.